This is Auto Recall Report, the quick show that gets you familiar with the latest automotive recalls. So buckle up. Literally, next exit is the safe zone. Here is your chauffeur. His name is AK.
AK here, Auto Recall Report. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, before we get into the recalls, let's talk about a life car hack. I was reading up on where to put garbage in the car because I get a lot of this and that in the vehicle, trash that I have to throw away, and I have to keep stopping at gas stations and try to find trash cans to throw away stuff. So I said, hey, what can I do? And I came across this article, which gives me a few ways of taking care of that. Number one, stay clean with a cereal box. So take a cereal box. I'm sure some of you have kids. You're gonna have wrappers, grocery bags. You're gonna have things that drop on the floor mats, and those can go into a cereal box. So obviously maybe you can keep it somewhere in the back seat, close it up, and when you need it, put all your trash in there, empty it out, and then reuse it again. Same with a shower caddy. You can use a shower caddy instead of a cereal box to put in some trash or things you want to keep in the car, and then use that and empty it out, let's say once a week or so. Another thing that you guys could do, which I thought was pretty cool because I came across this, was that you know how cars have seat warmers? Down south, you may not have to use it too much, but up north, seat warmers are a huge thing. All cars have seat warmers, and it really helps for those chilly days. So let's say you have food from a takeout and you want to get home, and within that time, you don't want to get cold. The life car hack was to put on the seat warmer and put that pizza or whatever food it is on the seat warmer to keep it warm. I thought that was pretty cool. On with the show. Auto Recall Report, AK here. I hope you guys are having a great day. Today, I was actually taking a look at my car, and I noticed that it would be a lot more appealing if I could add a front license plate to it. Something that said, like, move over, or blessed, you know? But something, I wanted to make my car look a little bit better and personalize it with a front license plate. So as I was doing my research on what I wanted to get, to see if I wanted to go with something just the brand of the car, or did I want to put a message on there, did I want to put some kind of word that means like, hey, get out of my way, like move over or eat my dust, you know, something like that. But I came across some news, and I don't know if you guys know, but I'm sure some of you do, but front license plates are required in some states. And some of those states that require front license plates are Alaska, California. There are 31 states plus Washington, D.C. And then some of those are Colorado, Connecticut, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and on we go. North Dakota, New York, Rhode Island, Texas, Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. And all of these states are in the northern part of the country, with the exception of Texas and Hawaii. And all West Coast states require front license plates, and most East Coast states do as well. Now, states that do not require front license plates are largely located in the South. Now, in some states where the front plate is required, the law is pretty unpopular, particularly because sports car owners who dislike putting something on their car have something to say about it. You know, I mean, it really messes with the design of a sports car, something sitting low to the ground, something aerodynamic, you really don't want to see a bright license plate on that. It just changes it up, right? Now, states without a front plate law are like Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, and on we go. South Carolina. Now, the thing is, I just wanted to let you guys know, because I thought it was pretty cool information, because, you know, I'm not in one of those states that require it, but I'm looking at it as, you know, just to enhance something about my car. But I was reading about this, and what I realized is that another reason why people don't like it is because the front license plate gets caught by cameras a lot as you're going through tolls, you know, and those also are a revenue stream for counties, because you're able now to put cameras and be able to see these cars coming in, right? And if you're able to get the front license plate, more likely than not, you're going to make a lot more revenue. So the front license plate is required. If you're in a state that does require it, I'm sorry about that. You have more chance of getting caught and getting tickets, because you have like basically two chances now of being visible, right? So let's see, maybe I can take that into action and put something on mine, like that's something that says, like, I don't know, maybe a different license plate number just in case, you know? But anyways, I'll catch you on the flip side. Auto Recall Report, AK here with another dose of recalls. And as you know, this is going to be an ongoing thing, because automakers come out with recalls every single day. Now today, let's talk about Ford. Now they're recalling 108,000 cars for seat belts which may not hold in a crash. Now isn't this crazy when you think about this? Seat belts are what you're required to wear by law, and it's one thing that should not lose its power, you know? And for them to have a recall for seat belts, that means that there are people driving cars out there feeling like they're safe in their car, and they're driving down the road not knowing that their seatbelt could fail. The very seatbelt of a car, something that is taken as, you know, being what we need to wear. I mean, wow, it feels like you're in like a roller coaster then with no handle. Anyways, so Ford is recalling 108,000 mid-sized cars in North America to fix a problem that could stop the seatbelt from holding people in a crash. Oh my God, this is crazy. The recall covers certain Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ models from 2015. Now, the company says that the car's front seatbelt cables can lose strength due to heat buildup and may not adequately restrain passengers. So I don't know, I mean, if you guys ever pull on your seatbelt too much, haven't you noticed that it stops? Just a little bit of a fast pull, that thing stops. You know, that is the power of a seatbelt. It's supposed to do that. And usually if you're rebuilding a salvage car or some kind of rebuilt title, you really have to get those seatbelts taken care of. And that's something that they do right away, because those seatbelts have been used in a crash and they don't work the same after going through an accident like that. So this is happening in cars that haven't even gone through an accident. You know, this is just something that is happening because of a malfunction. Now Ford says that it's aware of one injury from the problem, but that doesn't mean there's more, and dealers will apply a protective coating to the cables. Owners will be notified starting September 9th. Now it's not September 9th yet, but you guys, this is very important that if you do have a Ford Fusion or a Lincoln, I'm telling you, I gotta slow down. I thought it actually looks like Lincoln, right? Lincoln. I'm going to say that. If you have a Lincoln MKZ or a Ford Fusion from 2015, call your dealer right away, or go to the National Highway Safety website, type in your VIN number, and see what comes up. But this is a huge issue, so make sure you get it taken care of right away. And remember, Auto Recall Report, AK here, saying see you later, and don't text and drive.
Next exit is the safe zone.